Hello, this is Beth Ludwig from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall share with you information from the March issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. The content of this program is intended for print and visually impaired audience. Our first article is called How to Hire. Find the right fix-it pros for those jobs you can't or won't do for yourself. The number one rule in hiring any service professional: get references. Word of mouth from friends and neighbors is the best way to find a good worker who will deliver great results. You can also search user reviews on websites like servicemagic.com. Free to use because pre-screened member contractors pay to belong, or AngiesList.com, which is subscription-based with no sponsor companies. Ask anyone you hire about minimum charges and what might cause the price to go up from the quote. Inquire about insurance in case of injury or damage to you or others' property. And about professional affiliations and accreditations. Read contracts carefully. Here are some specifics to ask a prospective, first a plumber. Question: do you specialize in repair work or remodeling? Some may do both, but you'll get better rates and results if their expertise matches the job you need handled. Do you charge for travel time? Plumbers spend a lot of time on the road. Their hourly rate may include driving to and from your house. Are you likely to have the necessary parts handy? A plumber's worth his or her salt should be fully stocked. You don't want to get stuck paying for multiple supply gathering trips. Now for an electrician. Do you need a permit to do the work? They're usually needed only on larger jobs and require that the wiring be inspected by your town. This can protect you against shoddy work also. Discuss who will be filing for the permit and what it will add to the cost. Will you buy the fixtures or parts for me? It's generally preferable because the electrician will then be responsible for the product warranty and any breakage or missing pieces. Questions for your exterminator. Will we need to leave the house? Are there any risks to people or pets? All pesticides should be EPA certified, but there may be safety steps you or the exterminating crew need to take. How soon will the critters be gone? Total eradication may not happen after just one visit. Are return visits covered in the cost? Many firms offer 30 or 90-day guarantees. Questions for a house painter. What is included in the service? From masking off of unpainted areas to moving of furniture for interior jobs, priming, and multiple coats of paint, all should be line-itemed in the contract, as well as what supplies and tools, brushes, rollers are included. Can you get a discount on the paint? A good painter has a relationship with a supplier to get you the best price on the best product for the job. Questions for a roofer. Should I repair or replace? Leaks are often difficult to diagnose, and a repair in one spot may not fix the whole problem. Recommendations will vary, so get 3 estimates. Will you be roofing over existing shingles? If the basic structure is sound and leaks will be easy to patch, a cover-up job is far more cost-effective. If you already have 2 layers, most building codes require removal and replacement. This should be factored into the quote. Is there a warranty or a guarantee? There should be both. The manufacturer backs the materials for defects, while the work may be covered for up to 10 years by a roofer. Now it's time for the Ask Heloise column. Our first question is about smelly sponges. Here's the question. No matter what dish sponges I buy, it starts to smell after a few days. I've microwaved them and thrown them in the washer and even the dishwasher. Nothing works. What should I do? Here is Heloise's answer. The smell-causing culprit can be either mildew or food particles or bacteria trapped in the sponge. How to prevent this? Rinse the sponge well in a cool, soapy water, not hot, which can cause bacteria to grow more. Wring it out until no water is left dripping. Then let it dry with good circulation. Don't lay it flat. Prop it up or place it over a cup. Another hint, soak the sponge in a bowl of household vinegar for 5 to 10 minutes to kill the bacteria. Our second question, tablecloth trouble. Several years ago, my mother-in-law gave me a tablecloth that she had bobbin laced. It has been hanging in the closet ever since in a plastic bag, and it has rusty-looking stains on it, even though it's never been used. I know that the tablecloth is washable, but I don't know what to do about the stains. Can you help? Here's her answer. The stains are probably not rust. They may be caused by insects, like moths or silverfish, that have landed on the cloth and left a residue, which sometimes causes discoloration. Regular detergent likely won't work, so try this home-style solution. Fill a large sink or your bathtub with just enough cool water to submerge the tablecloth completely. Add 1 16-ounce bottle of 3% hydrogen peroxide, a slow-acting bleaching agent, and 1/2 cup of laundry detergent for every 3 to 4 gallons of water. Then mix 1/4 to 1/2 cup dishwasher detergent, gel or powder is fine, into a cup of warm water, stirring to dissolve it. Add to the water and mix to distribute. This will act like a cleaning agent booster. Submerge the tablecloth and let it soak for up to 6 hours. When done, rinse twice in cool water to be sure the solution's gone, wearing rubber gloves to protect your hands. Press out excess water in the tub. Hang out of direct sunlight to air. If the stains remain, repeat the process. Though, to be honest, the spots may be permanent. Now, here's some of Heloise's tips on carpet. Carpet grime. One of the quickest ways to make a house feel fresh, vacuuming and spot cleaning the carpets. Since my entire house is carpeted, yes, even the kitchen, there's a lot to cover. So this time of year, I focus on high traffic areas, such as from the garage door to the den, from the back door to the kitchen, and the area in front of our miniature schnauzer's doggy door. I have the carpets professionally cleaned later after the rainy season. To get up as much dirt as possible, I go slowly in a grid pattern in one location, back and forth and side to side. Then again, from the reverse direction, counting about 20 passes for each grid. Before starting, I slip a plastic bag over my arm and bring along a microfiber cloth and a small spray bottle filled with just tap water. As I am vacuuming, if I see a spot, I mist it and then rub over it with the cloth. Many times, this is enough to remove it. The plastic bag is for depositing large debris the vacuum won't pick up, so I don't have to stop my work. This is also the time I vacuum or shake out the outside and inside doormats because they catch over 80% of dirt that was on the way in. The next section is really large this month. It is the good health section. It's going to have a lot of small articles on individual topics about your health. The first one is called Smile Savers. Brushing, flossing, and eating right keep your teeth strong and promote overall health. Make it tea for your teeth. Fruit drinks, sodas, and citrus juices, like orange, have sugar and acids that wear away tooth enamel. The better dental choice, as safe as just plain water, is tea, but tea without milk, lemon, or sugar. Listen to your hygienist. In a 2-week study of identical twins, one brushed and flossed, the other simply brushed, flossers developing significantly less plaque-causing bacteria than their only brush-only siblings. Spoon up some culture. In a new study, people who consumed at least a quarter cup of yogurt or lactic acid drink every day were less than half as likely to have gum disease. The magic ingredients? Probiotics. Get plenty of fruits and vegetables. The higher your consumption of folic acid from food, produce is the best source, the lower your risk of bleeding gums, researchers show. Here are 2 ways to burn calories and curb your hunger. Cardio before meals. An aerobic workout cuts your hunger by lowering levels of ghrelin, an appetite-stimulating hormone. Count on about 2 hours benefit, including workout time. Weight training helps too, but not as much. Not exercising at all leaves you the hungriest. A short walk. In a got-to-have-chocolate mood, hit the sidewalk for 15 minutes. The walk will cut calories, and a study of chocolate lovers showed it will curb your cravings as well. Here are 2 things you must have in your medicine chest. These 2 can be life-saving while you're waiting for the ambulance to arrive. The first must-have item is aspirin. 325 milligrams, not baby aspirin, to chew on in case you, a family member, or a guest has a heart attack. The second must-have item in your medicine cabinet, liquid Benadryl, in case of a life-threatening allergic reaction. Here are 4 tips to help you sleep better. Number 1, chill, baby, chill. A cool bedroom lowers core body temperature, which initiates sleepiness. How cool? The ideal temp varies from person to person and from husband to wife, but try 65 degrees to start. Hint number 2, hire a specialist online. Cognitive behavioral therapy helps even long-time insomniacs sleep better. Try the online course developed by a Harvard researcher at, I'm going to spell this out, CBTFORINSOMNIA.com. That's CBTForInsomnia.com. Tip number 3, turn off appliances. Artificial lights from lamps, TVs, even your glowing clock can keep you up. But if it's still not dark enough, try a sleep mask. The final tip, tip number 4, practice Tai Chi. When researchers compare this Eastern meditative martial arts with standard health education programs, Tai Chi won. It improved both sleep quality and the duration of sleep. Coffee perks. It's fortunate our national Java habit, the average coffee drinker downs 3 cups a day, turns out to be good for us. Coffee is rich in antioxidants, and surprise, caffeine can also be a health booster. The brew has been linked to, the first, a lower risk of type 2 diabetes. Coffee has been linked to better memory and other cognitive functions. 3, reduced chances of non-melanoma skin cancer. And the fourth, wider awake days. But there's a trick to getting the most of your caffeine. Drink 2 ounces every hour or so through the morning and at lunchtime. Then stop in early afternoon. Gulping a grande at breakfast may be followed by a crash later in the day. Here's some tips on to keep exercising. If you're sick of the gym, try a fun alternative to burn calories. Try ballet or swimming, biking, or even playing ping pong. Take a break. You may burn more fat when you divide a 60-minute workout into 2 30-minute sessions. Get your hands dirty. Gardening gives you just as much workout as walking or golfing. Do your exercise to music. Tunes that are in sync with your workout rate help you keep going up to 15% longer. Here's a new tip. Add the number one veggie to your diet. And that veggie, it's kale. Based on its contribution to daily nutrient recommendations, including beta-carotene, lutein, vitamin C and K, folate acid, potassium, magnesium, and iron. Kale has all these. Spinach and collards are also top stars. Here's some little changes you can do that will help you lose weight. Cook pasta alla dente. When you boil spaghetti for 5 minutes, its glycemic index is 38. After 20 minutes, it shoots up to 61. The higher the glycemic index, the sooner you'll be hungry again. So cook your pasta for the lowest amount of time on the package. Here's another weight loss tip. Munch around the clock. A healthy snack mid-morning and mid-afternoon will keep you from overdoing it at lunch and at dinner. Keep a food diary. Recording meals and snacks ups your chance of weight loss success. In fact, among a group of almost 1,700 dieters, those who wrote in diaries doubled their weight loss compared to the non-writing folks. Eat slowly. In one study, women who took half an hour to eat a pasta lunch consumed almost 70 fewer calories than those who scarfed it down in 9 minutes. Stop the music. People spend longer at the dining table when there's background music playing. Watch out for sneak eating. I just want a taste of that pie, ice cream, and pizza. One taste can be about 25 calories. Our last weight loss tip, chew gum while cooking. It burns 11 calories an hour and can prevent you from taking a whole lot of taste tests. Here's a tip about ginger. Sip gingerly. Beyond quelling nausea, ginger also eases menstrual cramps. To brew your own relief, peel 1 inch of fresh ginger root, cut into 5 rounds, and put in a saucepan. Cover with 2/3 cups of water and simmer for 15 minutes. Strain and pour into a pretty cup and sweeten it with honey. Here are 3 tips for better bones. Tip number 1. Do an upward dog. Yoga postures can ward off and help correct the dreaded dowager's hump that can occur with age. In a 6-month study, Even people who had already had serious curves in their upper backs improved with yoga classes 3 times a week. Tip number 2, follow a big, low-fat Greek diet. Women who eat Mediterranean style, consuming plenty of fish and olive oil, limiting red meat, have the greatest bone densities, researchers have found. Our third tip for better bones, eat like Popeye. Spinach, along with other fruits and veggies, promote the best acid-base balance for your body to develop strong bones. Continuing with our good health theme, germ warfare. Here are 5 germ things you need to be aware of. Be wary of sandcastles. Concentrations of E. coli bacteria are often much higher in beach sand than in the water. Wash your hands after playing in the sand. For a cold, try chicken soup. When one researcher tested his wife's family recipe, he found the soup inhibited movement of cells called neutrophils by 75%, which could translate into milder symptoms. Turn to the pro. Taking probiotics daily helped kids have fewer coughs, fevers, and runny noses, and cut antibiotic use by more than 2/3. This benefit is likely to apply to grown-ups as well. So look for your yogurt with probiotics. Wash after cuddling your dog. You're most likely to pick up a disease-causing bacteria through the fur-to-hand contact. That means petting. Do the wave to avoid bugs, or greet pals with an air kiss. And what you shouldn't do, don't shake hands. Here are some tips on how to be a savvy patient. Schedule your doctor's appointment for first thing in the afternoon. If doctors do hospital rounds in the early morning, they're often running late by the time they get to the office, but they seem to catch up by lunchtime. In the ER, let the triage nurse know if your condition changes. Otherwise, don't talk to her. Let her stay focused so that she can move all those patients ahead of you. Keep a list of all your medications in your computer with dosages and how often you take them. Add or delete as needed, and print out a copy and take it to your doctor visits. Check out your ills on UpToDate.com. This site offers a wealth of reliable information on everything from colds to cancer. That is UpToDate, UpToDate.com. Getting a mammogram? Ask for an extra set of eyes or computer to read your x-rays. Either double readings, 2 doctors, or doctor plus a computer-aided detection will boost detection rates. Don't bar chocolate. If you're worried about weight gain, indulging may be a solution. A study found that women who put their favorite snacks on the no-no list actually ate 40 grams more of them when given the chance than those who didn't set such strict limits. In the case of dark chocolate, that would be 180 extra calories. There's also some payoffs associated with chocolate. As little as 1/2 ounce a day can lower your blood pressure, less stiff your artery walls. Chocolate can lower bad LDL cholesterol. It can inhibit the formation of blood clots. And chocolate reduces stress hormones. Here are 5 stress reducers. First one, add yoga to downtime. When volunteers alternated between yoga and resting on their backs, they reduced their anxiety level by more than 22% of those who just rested. Hold hands with your hubby. Researchers have found that snuggling reduces the level of stress hormones. Apply rose oil in a controlled study. The application of rose oil calmed the mind, lower blood pressure. Call on divine help. Just 4 weeks of daily prayer significantly increases people's gratitude, a study reported, and those who count their blessings are happier with their lives and relationships. Our last stress tip, confide in Fido. Or at least, don't be embarrassed if you do. At times of emotional distress, dog owners turn to their four-pawed friends more often than their parents, their friends, their siblings, or their kids. The only humans who rated higher as confidants were romantic partners. Three a day. It's hard to get enough of these from your diet alone, so these three supplements make sense to take. The first supplement, vitamin D. Why? It's been linked to heart health, lower blood pressure, reduced breast cancer, weight, and it boosts weight loss when you're dieting. You should take 1,000 IU a day. The second supplement you should take is calcium. Why? Stronger bones and teeth may reduce blood pressure and the risk of colon cancer. You should take 1,000 milligrams. Take with the vitamin D to enhance the absorption. The third must-take supplement is fish oil. Why? Fish oil lowers risks of heart disease, also may boost mood, and work as an antidepressant. How much? 500 milligrams of omega-3 fish oil containing both EPA and DHA. Here are four clean air and water acts. Number one, you should check your pipes. In large studies, people with high levels of lead in their blood were more likely to develop high blood pressure and heart disease. One source of lead, your water. Especially if you have old plumbing. 2. Go to gotmercury.org. The site, a project of Turtle Island Restoration Network, has a calculator to help you figure out whether you're getting too much mercury. 3. Leave the ozone zone. Air purifiers that work by generating ozone can make indoor air less healthy and can irritate your lungs. Bring in some greenery. Houseplants can remove volatile organic compounds, pollutants, that come from paints and furnishings. The best fighters, the purple waffle plant, English ivy, the variegated wax plant, and the asparagus fern. There are five reasons you should drink green tea. Most require at least 2 cups a day. It can be iced or hot. The first reason you should drink green tea, it boosts the effectiveness of antibiotics. 2, green tea decreases chance of high blood pressure. 3, it lowers lung cancer risk. 4, it reduces stroke. And 5, it fights off weight gain. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of From Suits to Nuts. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Beth Ludwig, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.